Elector Farningham, Kent. Spoken by Sidney Furlonger, age 71, a retired blacksmith. Recorded by Peter Wright on the 20th of May, 1952.
Get your hammer and pinchers, and what we use called a stubbing iron. Let's do cut the clinches where the nails have been turned over. Cut the clinches, cut them off, and then get the pincers, you should call it, and then you pull the shoe off. Pull the shoe off, rasp down the foot, or cut it, not let it cut the foot down, the horn and that, rasp it down level. And then you'll get the new shoe and find out the size. And if it's right fit, you see, you'd put a clip up in front and get it hot and just burn it onto the shape of the foot. Show you could shape the shoe up to it, you see. You'd shape that up to it, to the shape of the foot.
Did you ever have any trouble when these horses were being shod?
Sometimes.
What happened?
Oh, kick! Yeah.
You've got a
baby. Yeah, when we used to put them on, very often you put them on, nail them on, and then you got all the, turn the nails over, and then clinch them down, pinch the tips off so far back so you left a little bit out, and then turn them down to the foot so he couldn't pull out, so the nails couldn't pull out even. But some of them very restless. The worst one ever I had, he was a bad one. He was a, some of these men from up the road, were ditty guys, as they say, the gypsies, going down to Hopping. Drop the horse in to have him shod. I expect they got intention of trying to sell him when they was down the hot country. So that they brought him in to have him shod. He let me take the shoes off, all right. But to put him on, he wouldn't. They twitched him mouth and ears and everywhere else. And that to hold his legs up, I had a rare struggle with him. He kicked and all sorts of games. He let dry. There was one man looking over the penthouse doors, those double doors, and he was looking over it, and his heels come right up above his head. He went away, and he never come up to the boys no more. He never said a word. He just walked away. And after a struggle, I managed to get them on, the iron ones, it was what I was doing. And they went away and took him down to Old Country. That was the worst horse ever I remember doing. Oh, they did treat him. He had twitches on his ears and nose and everywhere else to try to, and rope on him, hold him up, but no, he was a bad one.